In the next instance, a pair of arrows downed the armed Hell's Angels standing on either side of LaChance.
Oh!
One of them fell backward into a fourth man, his pistol jerked into the air, and the shot he managed to get off was sent skyward. Caitlin lurched toward him as Court Wesley charged LaChance, jerking his shotgun into the air. Caitlin pounced on the pistol-wielding angel, just lowering it into firing position. She struggled with the much bigger and heavier man, letting him think he had regained control of his pistol before jerking it around toward him and adding her finger to his over the trigger. His corpse collapsed atop her, knocking her to the ice. Court Wesley and LaChance, meanwhile, continued to fight for control of the shotgun. The chambered shell pierced the nearer truck's fuel tank. Gasoline flooded out, first splashing, then rapidly spreading across the surface of the ice in a glistening pool. Caitlin continued to struggle to get herself out from beneath the bulbous frame pinning her in place. 10 feet away, she saw Court Wesley slackening LaChance's grasp with blows to his face with the shotgun's butt until the biker fell unconscious onto the ice. Caitlin finally slipped free of the body, the ice at once frigid beneath her again as she scrabbled sideways, struggling to regain her footing. Just then, Hell's Angels, who'd managed to avoid Charlie Charles's traps, were approaching the ice with weapons firing, their bullets ricocheting off the ice, narrowly missing the stream of gasoline spreading across it.
Court Wesley!
He looked up just as flecks of ice exploded around him from the shooters slipping and sliding toward them across the ice. Caitlin continued scrambling for the pistol she'd dropped on LaChance's command. Court Wesley righted the shotgun on the advancing bikers. Court Wesley angled the barrel downward for the ice. The flames caught and spread as fast as they could devour the gasoline spilled from the truck's massive tank. The flames were waist-high by the time they reached the bikers. Some tried to make it back to shore. Others rolled over the fuel-splattered ice in a futile attempt to put out the fire that was eating them alive. Caitlin realized she'd actually found her gun and had taken it in hand with no one left to shoot at. She saw Court Wesley, silhouetted by the orange glow of the flames. He plucked the small package LaChance had tossed him from the ice and unwrapped it. Caitlin moved to him. Court Wesley didn't look up until he extended the unwrapped package to her. She took the package and regarded the tip of a finger inside. Nail and all.
It's Dylan's. I know it.
We're going home, Court Wesley. Calling every ranger we can.
They found Charlie Charles shivering amid the frosted brush into which he'd managed to crawl.
I broke my leg. You can believe that. Sorry I wasn't as much good to you as I should have been.
They covered him with their coats to ward off shock and exposure.
We've got to go, Charlie.
Far as I'm concerned, you were never here.
Gonna be tough to explain all this.
I'll tell them it was the spirits of my ancestors rising up to fight by my side one last time.
You figure they'll buy it?
When you're as old as me, people don't listen much to what you have to say anyway.
Caitlin put in a call to the man in Washington. As soon as she and Court Wesley were on the road heading toward Albany International Airport, 150 miles away, the reservation and all it had wrought shrinking behind them.
You got your gunfighter, Jones.
What made you change your mind, Ranger?
Malcolm Arno is a turd that needs flushing. Let's leave it at that.
Whatever you say.
You get those satellite imaging reports back yet?
Got the shots and the bill right here. This was a 7-figure recon job, all the retasking I had to pull off.
We get our money's worth?
The outlaw was spot on, Ranger. There's a whole warren of underground bunkers, a few the size of football fields running beneath Arno's land.
Why the fake grass?
Thermodynamics in the satellite shots reveal a heat signature that would make it impossible to grow normal grass over what they're doing down there.
Don't tell me. Some kind of shooting.
Constantly. Heavy, heavy training by the look of things.
Looks like you were right about that war Arno's fixing to fight.
Just like I was right about the gunfighter who can stop it. Problem is, Arno's not fixing to fight it. He's fixing to lead it. Those weapons you found inside that truck? Picture them distributed to right-wing hate groups from coast to coast.
A weapon for every wacko.
$1 billion worth buys you a lot of heartache, even with inflation. That's why it's a good thing we've got a gunfighter on the job now. These satellite feeds can't be emailed, but I can messenger the spreads to you via private jet.
bit pricier than FedEx, isn't it?
You're about to wage a war, Ranger. I think I can justify the expense.
You being straight with me, Jones?
About what?
About no bomb that's gonna mysteriously fall on Arno's complex. No mysterious accidental launching of a cruise missile.
That's a good idea. You just think of it.
Arno's holding Court Wesley Masters' son in there. Sent us a tip of the boy's goddamn finger to prove it.
And the cruise missile's already en route.
Come again?
You, Ranger. And there's absolutely no stopping it.
Caitlin's next call was to D.W. Tepper.
Captain, I...
Don't say a goddamn word. We're dealing with a shitstorm of epic proportions, a Category 5 by the name of Caitlin.
I'm on my way back now, Captain. I can be in the office by noon, maybe.
Forget the office. Shitstorm Caitlin might as well have swept it away as far as you're concerned. We gotta meet somewhere else.
Name the place.
How about the Alamo? Can't think of anywhere more fitting under the circumstances.